Sometimes we got to walk through our house and go, wow, I once loved that. I was once proud to buy that. I'm so glad she married me or he married me. Sometimes we have to have a little gratitude for the things we now take for granted. But then there's other times when you realize you built a life and it's not yours. Welcome back to the Own Your Future podcast, behind the scenes edition. First off, thank you. Seriously, thank you for making this podcast one of the top podcasts in its category since the day we came out. Thank you for the listens. Thank you for the shares. Thank you for the subscribes, the likes, the messages. This has been fun. You know, in a time of uncertainty, in a time of craziness in the outside world, it's great to gain new perspectives, new paths, new possibilities, new marketing strategies, new insight, new courage, new confidence from those who are in the game. And I'm so lucky to have so many incredible guests week after week. And this behind the scenes, really what it is follow up from the prior week. Last week, I hope you listened to Chris and Lori Harder. Oh my God, I think it's, maybe they're all my favorite. I think it's my favorite interview so far. I mean, it was so good. They're a power couple. They run multi-million dollar companies, but not that long ago, things went sideways. They lost everything. They had self-doubt. Those old demons are saying, you're not good enough. You're too young. You're too old. You need money to make money. You don't have a high school education. You don't know how to be a coach. All those things came in, but they found a way to overcome them. They found a way to find a path, even when they felt uncertain, a way to be courageous and bold, even though there was no proof or no signs that could actually work. Don't we all need a little dose of that sometimes? So in these behind the scenes, I try to go 7 minutes really quick in that neighborhood of giving you something we didn't talk about, or something we talked about before the camera went on or after the camera went off, or something I happen to know them personally. There was a few things I took notes on while we were recording. One was the suffering in silence. We talked about so many times in life, people look like things are going well. Maybe this has been a point in your life where you've experienced this, and maybe you are now. To the outside world, you're doing well. The family looks well. The job looks great. But inside, you know you were meant for more and you're suffering. We've all been there. And I think sometimes we have to practice gratitude. That's an absolute fact. Sometimes we have to appreciate what we have. Sometimes we got to walk through our house and go, wow, I once loved that. I was once proud to buy that. I'm so glad she married me or he married me. Sometimes we have to have a little gratitude for the things we now take for granted. But then there's other times when you realize you built a life and it's not yours. It's not the job that you dreamed of. It's not the impact you want to make on the world. It's not the passion and the relationship you're hoping to keep. It's not the time with your children so you can end your life. When you end your life someday at 100 years old, you say, I spent the time I needed to spend with them to live fulfilled people on this planet. Sometimes, yes, we have to practice gratitude. Other times you have to get disturbed with your current life and say, this is not me. It is not enough. It is scary, but I must shift. I must reinvent. I must rewrite my future. And that's why I love doing these podcasts. That's why I love having amazing guests, because sometimes you just need that little thing that says it is time to move. You know, I've been blessed to have some cool things and become friends with Matthew McConaughey, and we did that amazing event together. But I love when he says the not knowing scares him. What keeps him up at night is not knowing, therefore he must, right? If you read his book, Green Lights, He fought a guy in an African tribe that kicked his butt, but he's like, the thought of not knowing what it'd be like to fight him, I had to do it. That was the fun one. But also there was things like quitting law school and trying to become an actor or go into film school. There were certain times in his life where the fear of not knowing drove him forward. And maybe today's a good day for you to say, do I suffer in silence? Is it that you need just to appreciate what you have? Or are you on the wrong path and you have to get disturbed and you have to shift the path? It's not easy and it's scary, but it is a must. And if a cool little podcast called the Own Your Future podcast does that, then I'm grateful that you're here today. Also, I wanted to talk about, what if your setbacks were actually your setup? Think about that. Chris and Lori Harder, if you didn't listen to their podcast, I am encouraging you, go. Please go. It is for both men and women. All the podcasts are, but this one, it's so great to have Chris talking to the, the masculine feelings he had, and Lori talk about her feelings and looking through the lens of a woman who was, didn't graduate high school, but still has gone on to do unbelievable things and impact women all over the world. She leans into that fear, that leans into imposter syndrome. She leans into having fears and still moving forward. So you have to listen to it. But when you listen to these two confident people, this amazing couple, and you see what they've done, and if you follow them on social media, it's like, they got this dialed. They got no worries. They got no fears. But I get to see behind the curtain. You know, I got to sit in a group of friends. We get together, some names that you would know for sure. But once a year we get together and we go to cool places and we brainstorm and we share our best practices and we help each other. And I've been doing it for years. And Chris and Lori Harder joined us this year for the first time. We get around to Lori, and this is an entrepreneurial, badass human. She happens to be a woman. She's a badass who takes action, supported her husband when he lost everything. And together they've just done so many amazing things. And you see this confidence, and she's beautiful inside and out, and it gets around to her. And right before COVID, the year before, she wanted to start and did a beverage company. And she went out and raised money for a beverage company. And I love the branding. I love the look. She only took female investors, or I probably would have invested in it. And just about when it's ready to launch, guess what happened? COVID. And when COVID happened, everything shut down. If you're in a business like this, you know, cans, bottles, everything was shut down. They were waiting in ports and harbors all over the world. Now she raised money, a lot with friends and family, about to launch a beverage company, and there's no product. She can't launch. And then the cost of everything. And I watched this girl have so much empathy and caring for those that invested. She felt like she was letting them down. And I saw one thing deeper that I want to share with you guys today. I saw someone who came from a family that told her she couldn't do her own thing, that she'd be crazy if she tried, that she should be lucky to have a job. And if she did become an entrepreneur, that it was greedy to be successful. She had a lot of demons to overcome. We all have them, don't we? But when everything got shut down and this vision she had for this beverage company was kind of put on hold and not sure where it's going to go, I could see all those self-doubts, those limiting beliefs, that imposter syndrome pop up. Like, oh, I had friends, I had family, I had people that invested. They had faith in me and I'm letting them down. She couldn't control COVID. She couldn't control the fact she couldn't get inventory. But still, those demons, that self-doubt, that imposter syndrome, it affects all of us at every phase of our lives. And I just want to share with you, it's okay. If you've had those limiting beliefs, those stories, the voices other people chirped in your ear for too long, it's okay if they come back. I'll be honest with you, they never go away. That's just the truth. But here's the cool part. It's not about them going away. It's about us getting better on tackling that, on dancing with it, accepting that, finding a way around it. Like, yes, I'm scared, but I'm moving forward anyway. Yes, because of COVID, I will find a way around it. I will recreate this. I will innovate. I will be resourceful when resources aren't available. I will be creative. I will find a way. I think it's Trent Shelton, my buddy, who's, if you didn't listen to his interview, you must, a couple weeks prior. I think he's the one that said it first to me is, what if your setback was actually your setup to live into the human, the man or the woman you're supposed to be? It was such an amazing interview. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it now. Thank you for making the Own Your Future podcast one of the top podcasts in the world in its category. Subscribe, follow, like, leave a message. Mostly, share it with somebody that you know that could use this message today. And we'll see you next time.